Hello. Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. And the survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And how likely are you to vote in this November election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Okay, got it. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people.
Second one.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Joe Biden.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Can you please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Joe Biden.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat unfavorable? Sorry.
Very.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, got it. The next one is Larry Buckout.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one is Don Davis.
Favorable, somewhat favorable.
Okay. And then we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Okay. And the last one is Roy Cooper.
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Stein.
Okay, thank you. And in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Larry Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Davis.
Got it, thank you. Now, can you please tell me, do you belong to a credit union?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial situation? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or check cashing outlet?
Regular bank.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about your record after current Congressman Don Davis. Can you please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? The first one says, Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy. It is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington.
I agree with that.
Okay, the options are very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, and negative.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking and banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, or emergency hospital bills.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold into their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card rewards programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for border patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, as a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping the local Eastern NC small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way, so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first time mortgages, and small business loans.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He is working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increases for all service members, including a 50% pay increase for junior enlisted service members.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is, Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small businesses grow to create local jobs.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lauri Bacaut, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, and a retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, and support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you just heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Bacow, the Republican?
John Davis.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55, 64.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
No. Okay, got it. And are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is ESPN Plus.
No.
Thank you. Then we have Disney Plus.
No.
Okay, got it. The next one is YouTube TV.
No.
Got it. Then we have Hulu.
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is Peacock.
No.
Got it. Then we have Paramount Plus.
No.
Got it. Then we have Fubo. F-U-B-O.
No.
Okay. And the last one is Slime TV.
No.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.